Support for this episode of Pwn and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business and a security partner that actually gives a shit, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. I hear it all the time that security burnout is very high. It wasn't until this week that I realized that folks have got this reason for burnout completely wrong. After listening to someone not in security tell me that a large tech company that they know of burns out their security staff due to work volume and rotates their staff every 2 years, I realized that we have it twisted. I don't know about you, but most security folks I know love doing security, and a 60-hour work week hasn't burnt out anyone when they're doing what they love. If a 60-hour work week does burn you out, then I'd recommend changing your work profession as a matter of mental health. Go do something you love to do. Then no one would have to pay you to work because you would do what you do for free. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals, security engineers, and CISOs, and stories about how they're protecting their organizations. This show answers questions about all things information security, from technology to security frameworks to best practices and how-tos. As a former chief information security officer, I can say firsthand that the work never burnt me out. The environment and the people are what did me in. And what I mean by that is having accountability for security with no direct responsibility for security in a $6 billion organization was incredibly stressful. Most security folks I know, especially security folks in a leadership position, are in this exact same spot. They have accountability for enterprise security, but the role and action of security is distributed across the organization. Another reason that I see for burnout is that security is often in a monitoring position where they're monitoring the company or environment that employs them. In security, we often see mistakes made by our peers within the company that are outside of security. These mistakes can make security challenging, but those same peers outside of security often have little motivation to clean up the mistakes unless it directly impacts their job. So, security is always having to be in the position of a digital janitor, and having to do cleanup all the time can be exhausting. There's only so many times that you'll clean up the spilled milk before you decide to just leave it spilled and move on to something else. One fallacy that I commonly hear from the space, especially among the leadership ranks, is that security is a technical position. Over time, I've learned, and I think my peers have come to learn as well, is that security leadership has become a political position. Evangelizing for security, educating your work colleagues on security, also those at the same company, when faced with a security decision, will self-select the correct decision related to security when no one else is looking. For folks who actually aren't ready for that and did not realize that their job has actually become that, can actually find themselves in a very uncomfortable position. I mean, let's face it, if you signed up for a position that you thought was more of a technical job, or you're growing out of a technical role and you realize that you're now in the town mayor position and trying to politicize and evangelize the need for security, that's a skill set that might not exist and can be very uncomfortable and stressful if you don't have the communication toolbox to deal with it. If you find yourself in this position, I have got news for you. And that news is that the cavalry is not coming. You are on your own. For those of you listening to this, maybe not grasping the challenge of what it takes to work in security, let me propose an analogy. We've all been to dinner at a restaurant, and let's say that being a chief information security officer is like being the chef at a restaurant. In this analogy, the chef is accountable for your meal, but is not responsible for preparing it or delivering it. The chef also only has a partial budget and needs to convince the other kitchen staff to pool their funds and their budget together to buy the food necessary to serve the menu. The kitchen staff, however, also have other department chefs that they work for, and that is constantly diverting their attention. To make matters more complicated, the kitchen is constantly invaded by rodents, and the kitchen hygiene is hard to keep up with. So the chef has limited say as to the quality of food prepared, presentation of the food, delivery of the food, or when the food is even going to be made. And the chef probably has limited say as to what ingredients actually went in to make the food. Now, if you went to the restaurant and you knew that your chef had all of these challenges, had a limited budget, the chef was not directly responsible for the kitchen staff, the kitchen staff also served other restaurants or chefs, so they have limited attention to your meal, and the chef really had no say on how your food was plated, served, and the kitchen was occasionally raided by rats, how good do you think your meal would be? And more importantly, how confident and happy do you think the chef would feel about his or her work? If it's me, I'd frankly be surprised if the meal came out at all. And if it did, I can't imagine it would be anything of quality. In very rare situations do I see CISO or security staff that has all the support and budget they need. For everyone else, security is a political position trying to sell their organization on the merits of trying to do the right thing related to security. The most successful security folks I see have amazing soft skills to negotiate and persuade others in the company to self-select the correct behaviors. But let me ask you, does this seem right? Does it seem right that someone at Equifax was evangelizing for security, but no action was taken? Does it seem right that someone at Target was evangelizing for security, but a project that could have prevented the breach was put on the back burner? Does it seem right when something goes wrong that a CISO needs to take accountability when in actuality they probably weren't given the responsibility to do what folks think that they should be? It doesn't to me, and in fact, it actually makes me angry, and you should be angry also. But you also need to know that the cavalry is not coming and that you are on your own. If you are stressed out or burnt out, you need to know and accept that the cavalry is not coming. You need to figure this out. I will say, though, that you're not alone. And for some odd reason, folks seem to think that somehow this is all going to get better by itself. But guess what? It's not. You can't roll over and die. You need to start somewhere at making your situation better. There is no secret recipe, but making your situation better starts by understanding the root cause and finding out a why you do what you do. If something is uncomfortable, then you should lean into it. It's uncomfortable probably because you're bad at it, and that's okay. Step one is realizing that you need work. Step two is doing something about it. If you know you need to be better at sales or negotiating skills, then you need to practice. And the only way that you can do this is by getting more at-bats. You can't read a book and you can't download a file to your noggin like the Matrix. It just takes practice. And listen, you can have the best idea in the world, but it doesn't count for anything if you can't share it in a way that people can understand. If you find yourself in the position where you need technical help, help yourself first. There's so much free open source security tools out there. Practice downloading, practice installing, practice operating the software. Learn on your own time. Most companies are willing to give someone a chance if they show the right attitude and aptitude. This is a way that you can show both. If you think that you're already perfect and you've done everything that you can do, and you're not getting the love that you feel like you deserve, then quit. Find a new job. Listen, I've been in environments where executives understand security behaviors and actually care. I've been in environments where, in my opinion, executives kept security as a necessary evil and would point their finger in 2 seconds at the security team if something goes wrong. Both of those environments are light years apart from a work quality standpoint. I've been in security for a while, and there's 2 things that I will not do. I will not work for people who are a pain in the ass, and I will not work with people who are a pain in the ass. And you shouldn't either. Life is too short. You need to know that the cavalry is not coming. You are on your own, but you can choose to do something about it. Later. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfinlay.com, and you can reach me on the contact form there, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfinlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and please give us a 5-star rating because your ratings help to make this show possible. Deuces.